This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So let's move up the tax brackets then, shall we, and talk about the top end. President Trump and Gary Cohn and this morning Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, again on Fox, by the way, said this plan isn't going to be a tax cut for the rich.
It's not a tax cut for the rich. And as the president has said, he's focused on income taxes and the wealthy not going down. And we've been working on that. We'll continue to work with Congress on it.
Fact check, anyone? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has it.
So, yeah, there's a lot we don't know about President Trump's tax proposal. But here's what we do know, according to Edward Kleinbard, a law professor at the University of Southern California.
Just about the only thing that we know for sure is that it will be of immense benefit to the wealthy.
To start, this proposal drops the top income tax rate by almost 5 percentage points. It eliminates the estate tax, which only kicks in for people whose estates are worth north of $5.5 million. It also eliminates the alternative minimum tax, which was designed to make sure higher-income folks with lots of deductions pay some minimum tax level. We don't yet fully know how Republicans will pay for these tax cuts, but even getting rid of deductions and closing loopholes, totally zeroing out these big benefits to the rich, would be tricky, says Joel Slemrod. He's a professor of economics at the University of Michigan.
It's going to be pretty darn hard to come up with a tax bill that isn't a significant tax break for high-income people.
Even lowering the corporate tax rate, that typically benefits corporate owners and investors who tend to be wealthy. But Republicans have left themselves a little wiggle room, says Nicole Duran, a senior politics and government editor at Kiplinger.
They may create a fourth tax bracket. They could put the top 1% into this new undefined fourth bracket. That is a possibility.
It's another one of those. We'll have to wait and see. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.